The Jericho Network on Westwood One.
Talk is Jericho, baby. Talk is Jericho. Talk is Jericho, mama. Talk is me.
All right, welcome to Talk is Jericho. It's the pot of thunder and rock and roll. And let's see what you think of this one. It's the world famous Duff McKagan joke of the week.
Hey, Chris Jericho. I burnt my Hawaiian pizza last night while I was cooking it. I should have put it on Aloha setting. Thank you very much.
So perfect. Duff, the Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, telling Hawaiian themed jokes. Did you get that one? Aloha setting? Aloha setting? Yeah, it's amazing. Thanks, Duff, for always taking the time to call those in and giving us travel updates as Guns N' Roses rocks Europe this summer. Speaking of rocking, we're going overseas for today's Talk is Jericho. Back to Japan to catch up with one of my oldest friends in the wrestling business, Yoshihiro Asai, Ultimo Dragon. We met back in 1993 in Mexico City. You'll hear all about that. He's also talking about the Ultimo Dragon gimmick, who designed his mask, the origin of the world-famous Asai moonsault, how he eventually came to WCW and had his first match there against Rey Mysterio, and we'll talk what happened with his stint in WWE. You'll hear all about the Dragon System style of wrestling and the Ultimo Dragon gym and school that Yoshihiro founded and still runs. He trains students and runs his own shows in Mexico. They just had the big Dragon Mania 13 show at Arena Mexico in May. He still works for All Japan in Japan. He's still rocking it all around the world. Ultimo Dragon coming up. Ultimo Dragon Unmasked coming up. And speaking of Unmasked, bad segue. There is no segue, but Fozzy's in Europe right now. Tour just got started last night. Rocked it in Fezzen in Hungary. In Budapest area. And tonight, Friday the 27th, we're in Prague at the Futurum. And tomorrow, Rock of Ages Festival in Sebring, Germany. And then we're in Zurich on the 29th. On the 31st, it's the Rock Planet in Pinelli di Servia with Mr. Big. August 1st in Slovenia with Mr. Big. August 3rd, the Wacken Festival. Huge, huge festival. Biggest in Europe. August 4th, headlining gig in Berlin. The 6th is Bochum. 7th is Aschaffenburg. Both of those with Mr. Big. Then we go to Spain for the Leyendas de Rock Festival. Alcatraz Festival in Belgium on the 11th. And on the 12th, we finish off Bloodstock Festival main stage in England, and then we come back to the States for the start of the Judas Rising tour Friday, August 24th in Atlanta, Georgia at Smith's Old Bar. We got Adelita's Way, the Stir Stone Broken joining us. FozzyRock.com has all the ticket information and is the place to buy tickets to all of Fozzy's VIP meet and greets. We do a mini set for you, mini concert, and we take pictures, we hang out, we meet and greet you. Come see us. It's the best meet and greet, one of the best in the music business today. Shows in Melbourne and Sydney, VIPs already sold out, and those are in November. So if you're going to any of the gigs in July, August, or September, go to FozzyRock.com and pick up your VIPs now. We're going to be in Huntsville, Alabama on 26th. Birmingham on the 25th. The 29th is Clarksville, Tennessee. 31st, Little Rock, Arkansas. And the tour continues all the way to Tampa on September 28th. Fort Lauderdale, September 29th. Camden, New Jersey, main stage. Rock Allegiance Festival on October 6th. So go get your tickets at FozzyRock.com. And we'll see you on the road this summer. And we'll see you right now with Ultimo Dragon Unmasked right here on Talk is Jericho. I'm here with Yoshihiro Asai, Ultimo Dragon. You're one of my oldest friends.
Thank you.
In this business, right?
Yes.
1993?
Yeah, in Mexico City. Do you remember?
When's the first time? Where? Office, maybe?
Yeah, I think so, office. Arena Mexico office.
Yeah.
I understand.
When you first came to Mexico, did you start working for CMLL?
No, UWA.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, UWA.
Was this like a... That was Minez?
Yes, Mr. Minez.
Is that where you started wrestling?
Yes, but without a mask.
Yeah, just Asai, right?
Yes, Asai, yes.
How did you end up in Mexico?
How?
Yeah.
Because I tried to New Japan Dojo, but this era, it's very difficult to get in wrestlers, because I'm a very small guy. Mm-hmm. So, I try. So Mr. Yamamoto, he introduced me to Mexico. So, if you want to be wrestlers, here in Japan, it's no possible, no chance. Mm-hmm. So if you go to Mexico, I give you opportunity. Okay, I take opportunity,
But it's funny because at this time, what year was this? 1989?
87.
because wasn't Liger in New Japan and Wild Pegasus and Black Tiger? There's all small guys too.
But you know, this time there, Mr. Yamamoto, Mr. Hoshino, Liger, enough small guys, maybe 3-4 small guys, no more small guys.
Ah, okay.
You understand?
Yeah. Who was Mr. Yamamoto?
He's a teacher. Oh, he's okay. Commentarista.
Yeah. So you go to Mexico by yourself?
Yes.
Did you speak?
Yeah, I buy ticket, everything, you know.
Now, were you a big wrestling fan when you were a kid?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Who was your favorites?
Mil Máscaras, Tiger Mask.
Puta madre, cabrón. So you like the high flyer?
Yes.
The mask guys?
Yeah. But, you know, I'm thinking, you know, if I go to New Japan Dojo, after 1 year, 2 years, make training, then go to Mexico, right? Mm-hmm. So I go to director Mexico. You know, I'm very lucky.
Yeah.
You understand?
Your idea was always to go to Mexico. Yeah. That's what you wanted because that's where your heroes were from, right?
Sure.
Didn't you tell me that, when you were a kid and watching because some crazy foreign guys like Tiger Jeet Singh?
Oh, yeah.
Did he punch you or something? Or what happened?
Tiger Sheen, Bruiser Brody with his chain, you know, Stan Hansen, you know.
They come through the crowd?
Yeah, always,
Do they scare you?
Yeah, scare, yeah, always.
Did they ever hit you?
Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Tiger Sheen.
Didn't you tell me that he hit you?
Yeah.
And then you told your school friends after?
Yeah. Hey, yesterday, no, last night, Tiger Sheen punched me, but I'm okay. You know?
I'm strong.
I'm very strong.
So when you first go to Mexico, was it very different for you to go from Japan to Mexico?
Yeah, but I never wrestling in Japan, so, you know, I'm everything, you know, first time, you know, so I don't know how to say English. Very easy to get, you know, wrestling style.
To understand.
Yeah.
What about as a country, Mexico's?
I was 20 years old, so, you know, everything, you know, very easy to, you know, get in, you know, culture, language, you know, easy, very easy.
Did you speak Spanish when you?
No, nothing. Only amigo, como está? That's it.
Did you stay at that place where all the Japanese guys, was it Pension Amigo?
No. UWA office.
Oh.
Yeah. Office.
What, like, did they have an apartment there?
Yeah, small, very, very small house. In a small room, sorry.
Who did you live with?
With Mr. Sano.
Mm-hmm.
Naoki Sano and Hata-san. Yeah, two Japanese guys.
Oh,
but
okay.
They from New Japan.
But there's always a lot of Japanese guys working in Mexico, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like Japanese companies send Sano to Mexico.
Yeah.
Or I remember Kanemoto was there.
Yeah.
Is kind of the Japanese style?
Yeah, I know. So for training, you know, training. And difference between me and the New Japan boys. New Japan boys, they're getting money from New Japan every month, salary, like, you know.
Yeah.
But only me, I can make money with from New Japan.
You just
UW,
make money from
UW. UW, yeah.
So how would you get paid every week? What would you get?
My first salary in 87, I remember $20.
But it's hard to survive with this money?
No. Because my first first month, I take maybe about more than 30 bookings.
Mm.
First year, I take 400 bookings.
Really?
Yeah, sure.
All through UW?
Yeah. Wow. So that means more than 30 match per month. So maybe 600 maybe US I get.
Mm-hmm.
I was 20 years old. Mm. No, 600, and they pay rooms, everything. You know, it's not bad money.
Yeah,
but salary. It's good.
You don't have any responsibility.
Yeah, nothing.
No
you
family.
Know, no. Yeah.
Right.
You know, I'm very happy. You know, so I'm very happy from you know I'm now my job is wrestling. You know, I can make money. You know, from wrestling. So very happy.
Was there who were you working with at this time?
I remember Los Misioneros de la Muerte, El Tejano, Negro Navarro, El Signo, a lot of wrestlers, you know. I learned from Mexican wrestlers.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Because there's some great wrestlers there. It wasn't just like some times people think Lucha Libre is all weird high spots and flying, but some very smart wrestlers too.
Do you remember Villano Tercero?
Villano Tercero, Villano III,
You know, he never flying, but, you know, he very, very, you know, his psychology is perfect.
Was he was not Arthur, Arturo, or Ramon?
Arturo.
Arturo. Yeah. Do you remember his chin was...
Like a butcher, you know?
Like, yeah, all the gig marks, they would cut the chin to the mask, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, he was very good. You mentioned Tejano, very good wrestler.
Yeah, sure.
Silver King.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And of course, my favorite was always Negro Casas.
Yeah, sure. He's still wrestling, right?
Yeah, you know? Still, right?
Yeah. He looks great.
Still looks the same.
Yeah.
Still good, right?
Yeah, very good. Incredible.
But business at this time in 1987 was good?
Yeah, very good. You know, every day, you know. Sometimes, no, always, Sunday, Saturday, I take 3 or 2 bookings every day. Mm. Then do you remember our era, the Mr. Alonso? Mm. 90s, right? 91, 92?
I started there 92, yeah.
But, you know, every day, work every day, you know, so very good.
I remember Saturday, sometimes you would work 3 or 4 shows in a day.
Yeah,
Saturday.
Do you remember Sunday? One Sunday, I went to Merida, then go back to Arena, Mexico, 5 o'clock, then go to Monterrey.
Merida's the south.
Yeah.
Mexico's the middle. Monterrey's the north.
Poof.
All in one day.
Yeah.
Ah, yeah. But what happened? Because when I got to Mexico in 92, and then I started with Paco in February of 93, but UWA was pretty much finished at this time.
Yeah, sure.
What happened to this company?
I think I don't know, that maybe TV. Because Consejo Mundial de Lucha Libre, you know, he get TV, big TV program. And UWA maybe problem, you know. Top guys, you know, ego, big ego, you know. You remember?
Yeah, big ego, and the same guys.
I can tell who, but
I'll tell you.
Yeah,
Kanek.
Yeah, sure.
Enrique Vera.
Yeah,
because they were the top guys, but they never wanted to go down.
Yeah.
So, but you can't stay on top for 30 years, right? Mm. Yeah. So, how did you end up working with Paco?
Firstly, do you remember Antonio Peña?
Mm-hmm.
Call me. Hey, boy, coming. So, hey, you're a very good wrestler, but, you know, you accept something, you know? I didn't understand what happened. So he said, no, you need, you know, like a mask, you know? So, oh, okay, good idea, you know? But I want to be Tiger Mask. He said, Tiger Mask is good, but, you know, Mexican people, you know, thinking for Oriental people, you know, like a dragon, no tiger.
Mm.
So, you know, you a dragon now here. So that's okay. So then I went to his office. He like a draw, you know, design.
Paint
design. Yeah. Wow. Very fast. This is your gimmick.
Mm.
Okay. So then I start.
Mm.
Yeah, my Ultimo Dragon gimmick, you know. Started.
Did he come up with the name Ultimo Dragon?
Yeah, Ultimo Dragon.
Now explain what that means, because people always think it's Ultimate Dragon, but that's not what it means.
Ultimo Dragon.
Means.
It means as the last student of Bruce Lee. But I meet Bruce Lee.
I think
I'm Japanese and Bruce Lee and the Chinese.
Yeah, I think Bruce Lee died in 1975.
Yeah, I know.
You were like 7 years old.
Yeah. But sometimes in Mexican crowd, Mexican people ask me, hey, how is Bruce Lee? No, Bruce Lee, you know, he dead. No. Please say hello, Bruce Lee. You stupid.
I didn't know that Peña designed this gimmick. So he was Peña very creative with this.
Octagon, Máscara Sagrada, Parker. Oof, okay. He genius.
So how come you did? Oh, so he wasn't AAA at the time. AAA.
No, before AAA.
So when he left to go AAA, did you ever think to go with him?
Yeah, but I prefer, you know, staying with Mr. Paco. I don't know why, but you know, I don't know.
Mm.
I remember when Mr. Peña for me like Ultimo Dragon. No, you get in with Octagon.
Hmm.
What? Octagon is a maximum superstar, you know, at that time. So, it's impossible, you know, me Octagon is a partner. They say, ah, this is bullshit, you know? Mm-hmm. But no, no, come in, come in, come in. In the first match in Arena Mexico with the Octagon, it's wow, fuck. You know, it's just a dream, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I am very surprised.
But did people accept you?
I think so.
They like you right away?
Yeah, sure.
But your style is very dynamic style, you know, very innovative is a word in English. Like you always think of new moves,
Yeah.
To this day, they still will say the acai moonsault.
Yeah, sure.
Where did you get this idea from?
After I get to Mexico, I take 3 years in the like a training. Then I go to debut in Japan. So I think, you know, I need some impact for Japanese wrestling people fans. So what I can do? Then. One time, I saw Mexican wrestler in Ciudad Juarez. He do acai moonsault, but the inside ring, no outside. So, this is maybe outside, you know, big, you know. You know.
What was his name that did it inside the ring?
I don't know. Some indie guy.
Local guy.
Yeah, local guy, you know. But, good idea. So, you know.
And you're never afraid to do it outside?
No. Very, you know, scary, you know? Paolo, no?
Yeah, because you never know what's going to happen, right?
No.
It's so important for the guy to catch you.
Yeah, I know.
And sometimes in Mexico.
Very, oof. It's very, very crazy. Danger.
Did you ever have any problems, like on the street, danger or any?
Yeah, Mexico, yeah. 3 times, you know, the shoot.
Gun to your head?
Yeah.
Just
three times.
How? When?
On the street in the front of my apartment. Then one guy come with me. Then
point the gun at your head?
Yeah, again, in my head.
And you have to give him money?
Yeah, okay.
Don't worry about it. Who did you enjoy working with in Mexico at that point in time?
Negro Casas. Bestia Salvaje.
Very good, yeah.
Bestia Salvaje. Emilio Chales. You.
Yeah.
You know. But I remember with you, Japan, you know. Oh, long time. WR.
Yeah.
Do you remember Ryogoku?
Yeah.
You know, I'm a Ultimo Dragon, like a fantastic. You know.
You know, it's funny. That was the third anniversary show.
Yeah.
WR third anniversary in Ryogoku. Yeah. And that match got me a job in ECW.
Yeah.
And it got me a job in WCW.
Yeah.
That's the match that they watched.
Yeah.
To see. But that was a great match.
Yeah, sure.
It was funny when we went to WAR. At the time, the junior heavyweight in WAR was almost as good as the junior heavyweight in New Japan.
Yeah.
You know, me,
yeah.
Gedo,
yeah.
Orihara.
Orihara.
Yasuroka.
Yeah.
But everyone could go.
And then, do you remember Oscar, Rey Mysterio?
Yes.
He debuted in Japan with WL. This is my idea.
Now, explain that, because it was for the super... first of all, talk about how... I want to talk about how you brought Mysterio in, but also talk about the Super Junior, Super J Cup.
Yeah, first time. Yeah, first stage. Organized by New Japan. Mm-hmm. You know, wrestling people believe. You know, organizer is Jushin Liger, but no, he's not. You know,
organized. Yeah.
Yeah, New Japan office.
Right.
So, WR in church believe. Jushin Liger produce and organize, you know. Yeah. So he asked me, second stage, no, you must be organized and produce. What? No, I cannot. No. You okay. No problem. Then I start, you know, organize, you know, produce, blah. No, it's that I born my dear. Rey Mysterio coming here, but not in tournament. He's a very important opponent, you know. So I need, you know, like a semifinal special match.
Attraction,
special match with Psychosis, you know, maybe people, you know, like. So first time in charge of the WR, Mr. Tenryu brother, no? Stepo brother.
Yeah.
So he said, no, why? You know, this is tournament. No, this is very good, no? You watch. Okay. Bah. Mr. Tenryu said, okay, no problem. So, you know, people surprised. Do you remember? Wow. So Takei-san said, oh, please, next time. He said.
I remember at first he was kind of laughing because when you see first Oscar, he's very small.
Yeah, small.
Especially in 1995.
Yeah.
And I remember you told me Takei was like, God, this guy's, it's a joke.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing. Yeah. And you're like, just hold on a second, man. Yeah. And then after, yeah. please come every tour.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But so amazing to see him first time. I couldn't yeah. believe it.
Yeah. If you go to the tournament, you know, no impact like that, yes. you know?
Yeah, yeah,
you
yeah,
know,
yeah, yeah.
Very important psychosis.
Yeah, either if he's in the tournament, he has to win
yeah.
or else he loses first yeah. night. But yeah. with psychosis,
yeah.
it was his best opponent.
I think so.
So it was such a great attraction. You
yeah,
know?
I think so, yeah.
I remember watching with Pegasus with Chris Benoit.
Yeah.
And we were like, oh my gosh, he's like a real life superhero.
Yeah.
Like Jackie Chan or something, yeah. you know?
Yeah, Spider-Man.
Yeah, yeah, you yeah. Know? Did you see him first in Mexico?
Yeah.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah, man. Tijuana.
Ah, okay.
And he was kids. He like 12 years old, but he looking like 80 years old.
Yeah, yeah. When I first met him, he was with...
He very big wrestling fan.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, yeah. So he, or like me, you know, mm-hmm. he wrestling fan, you know. Mm-hmm. So he always waiting after the match, wrestlers,
oh,
you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I remember him.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, yeah, I remember him.
Remember as a kid?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, I remember him.
Did you wrestle with him a lot in WAR?
No, only one time.
Yeah.
Yeah, only one time, maybe title match.
That's
and the WCW. A lot of times.
It surprised me that they didn't have you do more with him in WAR.
Yeah, but I didn't want, you know, me and Rey Mysterio, he's a, you know, babyface.
Baby
me, babyface, you know. Yeah. Maybe better in the tag match, you know,
yeah,
tag.
Yeah.
So, but Tage, he didn't understand the business, you know. Mm-hmm. So, no, you and the, you know, title shot. But, you know, I cannot receive his, you know, special move, you know.
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
It's no good shine, you know, for him, you know. So.
I understand, yeah, yeah.
You understand?
So was Takai kind of the main booker, or was Tenryu?
I
who knows, right?
This is very very mysterious. I don't know.
But WAR at this point in time in 95, business was okay.
Three
sumo arena shows
yeah.
a year.
Yeah.
I mean, some ranch towns are small, but the business
yeah.
was okay.
Yeah.
Was that because of Tenryu and because of you?
Yeah, I don't know. No, maybe you, Ryondo.
Oh, yeah, well, Fuyuki-gun was
yeah.
popular actor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You
good.
Know?
Yeah.
He was good.
Yeah.
How did you like working for Tenryu?
You know, I really, I learned from him, you know, like he's... Japanese, you know, Japanese style, real Japanese style wrestler, you know. So I really enjoy, I learn from him, you know, like a wrestler or like a man, you know. I really, really enjoy and learn from him. You know,
yeah,
I
yeah.
really appreciate the
opportunity.
Yeah, opportunity, yeah. Everything. I very, 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 you know.
Me too. I think
respect,
of him as a very good boss.
Yeah, yes.
Paco too, you know.
Yeah.
Both guys.
Yeah.
Take care of,
yeah,
of
yeah.
me and
sure.
you, you know.
Yeah.
I remember sometimes when you'd see the guys in the front row, maybe some, I don't know if they were mafia guys or something, with the sweaters.
Yeah.
Those really bright orange sweater,
yeah.
bright
yeah.
red sweater.
Yeah.
And whenever you would see this, Tenryu would be very stiff.
Yeah. yeah. Do you remember in the dressing room?
Yeah, yeah.
He like a crazy, you know?
Yeah.
Do you remember?
No, what did he do?
Yeah, he like in the Osaka, after the match, is a very, very shit match. Mm-hmm. Do you remember? Typhoon.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes, Typhoon. Yeah. Not good. Yeah, no good.
Dr. Russo.
Yeah, Typhoon and Dr. Yeah. Luther. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. They missed it. Very angry.
He's mad at the
yeah,
match?
Angry, yeah.
Because of the mafia
yeah,
guys
yeah.
in the front row. But we traveled a lot. You and I worked, gosh, I don't know, 100 times. So many
Do
times.
Do you remember Winnipeg one time?
Yeah.
Winnipeg.
Yeah, Don Callis.
Yeah, Don Callis.
Who is now
yeah.
the commentator for
yeah.
New Japan.
Yeah.
He used to book this territory. He
yeah.
used to book a show. And I guess he had seen one of our matches of you and I.
Mm.
And did he fly you in from Mexico?
Yes, I think
yeah,
so, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I remember their Ron Storm and Edge.
Edge was there.
Edge
Sexton
and Christian, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You came
good,
to...
Good experience.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What did you enjoy?
Yeah, the very, very cold, I remember. Very cold. Freeze.
Didn't you win you won the title, too. Didn't you win the...
Oh, Canada. Yeah, yeah. I'm a Canada champion.
Who did you beat?
Don Karras. Oh, the natural.
But that was a great. That's a great crew of wrestlers. When you think about it, it was a small TV show.
Yeah,
but it had Ultimo Dragon, Jericho, Edge, Christian, Lance Storm, Jerry Morrow, Bad News Allen.
I
think maybe Rick Martel was there.
I think so, yeah.
Just this whole list of great Johnny Smith.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Just all in this like little hockey rink in like Winkler, Manitoba or something, right?
Yeah, and I met your father.
Yes.
Do you remember? I tried to your father. Hey, you Ted. You come on, Ted.
Oh, yeah, at the arena. At the arena. Yeah. Let's talk about when you finally came to the States, and let's talk about how well you always dressed out of the ring. You always dress sharp, Dragon. And I can tell, you who helps me when I have to wear a shirt or tie, even just a collared shirt to look as sharp as you. Talking about my friends at State and Liberty. They make the most comfortable, best fitting dress shirts you can buy. And that's because State and Liberty was founded by two Michigan hockey players. They know all about dress codes and dressing up on the ice. And that means they also know how uncomfortable dress shirts can be. They experience the shirts that don't fit right, come untucked all the time, the sleeves that billow out around the forearms and elbows, and the sweat stains. Oh, those beautiful sweat stains. Because there's nothing like having to wear a shirt and tie and jacket in the summer. It's hot, man. They got sick of dealing with all that, and they designed their own dress shirts. And that's why you got to check out stateandliberty.com. That's State, andliberty.com. The State and Liberty shirts have more room in the upper body, and they're taped down at the waist, so you don't have to worry about all that extra fabric coming untucked or feeling uncomfortable bunched up. State and Liberty shirts are also moisture wicking, so no more sweating through your normal cotton dress shirts while you're commuting in your car or riding the subway to work. You won't arrive already looking like you need a fresh shirt and shower. And here's the best part: State and Liberty shirts are wrinkle free and machine washable. No more ironing, no more huge dry cleaning bills. Low maintenance, that's my kind of style. These are the best dress shirts I've ever had. And if you're a guy who has to commute to work or sit at a desk all day, you need State and Liberty. Upgrade your dress shirt. You spend 40 hours or more a week in dress shirts, right? Why spend that much time feeling uncomfortable, man? Get to stateandliberty.com. Invest in your comfort and your style. The shirts are $90, but think of how much you'll save over time when you cut out the dry cleaning bills. The shirts pay for themselves in no time. State and Liberty also have free returns and exchanges, no questions asked. You have absolutely nothing to lose by giving them a try. And now you can use my promo code Jericho to get 10% off your first order. Go to stateandliberty.com. That's stateandliberty.com. Use the promo code Jericho at checkout to get 10% off your first order. That's stateandliberty.com. So you have to spell out the and. Remember, A-N-D. Stateandliberty.com. Use the promo code Jericho to save 10% on your first order. stateandliberty.com. When did you start working in the States then?
WCW.
Right.
WCW.
How did that happen?
Because, you know, I never thinking, you know, go to US, you know, because, you know, US not famous lucha libre style than the cruiserweight guy. So, but WCW is open to, you know, cruiserweight guy, Di Malenko, Rey Mysterio, you know. So I see match. What happened now, you know? United States change, you know? Now cruiserweight. So I ask Mr. Saito, Master Saito, Saito-san. So he did, hey, okay, you go. They give me opportunity.
So it was Saito was in charge of booking the Japanese guys?
I think so.
Okay.
Then Sanyo Ono.
Sanyono was your manager. Yeah. Gimmick Japanese.
Yeah. So they give me a big opportunity, you know. So my first match I remember was Rey Mysterio when the Sturgis.
Sturgis, yeah.
You know Sturgis.
Road Wild.
Yeah. Worldwide. So, you know, I don't know. Me, you know, it's so much, but Booker, they like our match. So then they go big push for me, you know. Yeah, cruiserweight, 8 crown. Do you remember 8 crown champion?
Yeah, tell me about this. I just remember you had like 9 titles.
Yeah, it was versus Di Malenko. Di Malenko was a WCW cruiserweight champion, so I'm my 8 crown champion. So unificate in the Stargate, maybe Stargate, the Washington, Stargate.
Washington DC.
I remember always.
How did you have the 8 crown champion? How did you have 8 other titles?
Yeah, but I think...
Was it a tournament or how?
Yeah, tournament in Japan, you know, but I don't like ideas, you know. Mm. It's 8 champions, you know, you don't forget only 1 champions.
Ah, so 8 guys, each guy had a championship.
Yeah, yeah.
And then as you go through the tournament, the winner gets
them. Yeah, but what do you think?
It's kind of ridiculous to see when you had 9.
Ridiculous, no?
Yeah, ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know, but what company was that? Was that WAR?
Yeah, no, New Japan, WAR, you know, like a union.
Ah, okay, okay,
yeah,
okay.
But...
Yeah. How did you lose them? Did you have to lose them all 1 at a time?
Yeah, so... yeah, No. After the first champion, the Great Sasuke, no? Second champion, me. Number 2, the number 3 registration rider. Mm-hmm. After, I don't know.
Yeah. Let me stop.
I don't know. Stop.
Did you work Liger a lot? Worked him a lot?
Yeah. In Japan and WCW also.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. Maybe 2 times. Yeah.
Because you are the 2 the most famous masked guys in Japan. Well, I mean, Tiger Mask as well, but kind of from this era, it was always Liger and Dragon, you know? Mm. I think it was the 2. When you were working in WCW, were you still living in Mexico?
Yes. I fly every week.
Oof.
I fly every week.
Was that hard?
Yeah, it's okay because I fly before the WCW, I fly every month in to Japan, no jet lag, you know, between US and Mexico, you know, maybe 3 hours flight, maximally 4 hours. So easy for me.
How was it? How did you like WCW with like Eric Bischoff and the NWO?
Every guy is very good, you know, so, and especially I very, very respect for Mr. Bischoff first and Kevin Sullivan. Mm. Do you remember Kevin Sullivan? He very smart.
He was the booker.
Yes, yeah, very smart.
Ah, yeah. So he was good to you then?
Yeah, yeah.
Who did you enjoy working with? Because there was a great roster.
Dean Malenko, Eddie Guerrero. Yeah. And you.
We had a good match. I can't remember what it was called. Bash at the Beach.
Sure. You babyface, right?
I think so, yeah. Yeah. We were just kind of working, though.
Yeah. Do you remember May event? Hulk Hogan and Dennis Rodman?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Bash at the Beach, right?
Yeah. Hogan and Rodman versus DDP and another basketball guy. Who did you travel with in WCW? Who did you ride with?
Sonny Ono.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He took care of you?
Yeah.
Because I'm sure the office
Very easy.
Who was that guy?
Who?
Sonny Ono.
Sonny Ono is a personal friend from Mr. Eric Bischoff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's good, you know, funny guy. It's good.
That's good for you too. You have
English,
that sort of thing too.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm in WWE, I travel with John Cena, Basham Brothers, Funaki, Ian the Tajiri. You know who is driver?
Who's driving?
John.
John driving?
He's a very good guy. Very, very good guy.
How did you end up? How did that? That's a very strange group of guys.
I don't know. Maybe Funaki.
Yeah.
John Cena is a very good friend, Funaki. Mm-hmm. Funaki's friend. So, you know, every people surprised, no? Yeah. What? Yeah. You're a driver? I don't think so.
He told me he did this podcast and told me he used to drive him with the Japanese guys. And it's like, it's so strange, but it's very typical. John. John's a very strange guy to be with, you know?
Yeah. The Basham Brothers. Why?
Very random, right?
Yeah.
Very random. That's right. I forgot you were in WWE with Funaki and Tajiri as well.
Yeah.
Very, very good.
Yeah.
Another match that I'm thinking that we had that was another very good one was, I think it was you and me versus Negro and El Dandy at Arena Coliseo. It was like a 60-minute tag team match.
Mm.
And at the end, people were throwing
money. Right? Yeah, money, yeah.
Remember this?
Oh, yeah.
In the magazine, they voted it like best match of the year.
Yeah.
You know, something
like that. Yeah, good. Yeah.
But another thing, because you've done so much, and I remember at the time, there was a lot of guys, another whole group of Japanese guys in WCW, Shima.
Oh, yeah.
Men's Tao, maybe?
Yeah.
Magnum Tokyo.
Yeah, my boys. Yeah, sure. Yeah, so my boys, yeah.
You were training?
Yeah.
Running a school?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where was it? Did you do that in Mexico?
Yeah.
So were these guys coming over?
Yeah, I asked Sonny Ono. Yeah, I have maybe four Japanese boys, you know. So you interesting, you know? Can you booking? He said, yeah, sure, come on. Mm. So for first opportunity for him in Universal Studio TV taping, you know, for like a job guy, you know.
But then now they formed. Did you form Dragon Gate?
Yeah.
How did that? Because that still exists and it's a pretty popular company still in Japan.
Sure. But I prefer separate, you know.
But that's not your company
anymore. Yeah.
So how did that all start? Did you take?
It's long history, you know. I wanted to take care of my company in Mexico, you know. Mm. So you know, here in Japan is some problem. Mm. Yeah, with my ex-partner, you know.
Okay,
so it's okay. Finish, yeah.
But Dragon Gate was originally your concept. Wanted to start your own company in Japan.
Yeah.
Because those guys, like I said, they're all really good.
Yeah.
And still working now?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Mm. Ah, wow. Another thing I was going to ask you about and talk about is when you were in WCW, you had the surgery on your hand.
Yeah, my arm. Yeah, my arm. Yeah.
And what was the original...
Originally very easy, you know, bone chips.
Bone chips.
Bone chips in elbow. Do you remember doctor?
Yeah, doctor.
He
Hella.
He fucked up.
Yeah.
And he cut my median nerve, but cut completely.
Yeah.
So you know, I still my hand is numb.
Yeah.
And you know, but very.
That's crazy. How does a doctor?
I don't know.
Cut a nerve.
Yeah, I don't know. He fucked up other guy, right? Maybe not only me, maybe three, four guys, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's bad, you know.
I remember I took a bump on my shoulder. Yeah. I can still feel the little bump here.
Yeah.
I fell wrong.
Yeah.
And he said, oh, you need surgery. You need shoulder surgery. I'm like, you don't even know what it is.
Yeah.
And I never had any surgery, but he was just like, seemed like very like, surgery for you and surgery for you.
Only he wants to make money, you know, the surgery. He's back doctor.
Did that mess up your career for a while? Did you have to stop wrestling?
About 6 years.
6 years?
Yeah. I did maybe three more surgery in Japan for come back to wrestling, you know.
Yeah. How do you fix that?
My Japanese doctor, I don't know, make maybe three more surgery. Mm. So I still numb, you know, I have problem, but, you know. Now I'm okay.
But you can still like hold.
No, you can't.
And that's your left hand, so you're right-handed.
Yeah.
But if you're going to grab the ropes to do an acai flip.
No.
So how do you do an acai flip?
Like a magic.
But that's because that was right kind of at the prime of your career. Like you were, or maybe this was 10 years ago, maybe?
Yeah.
So you were maybe 30 or?
Yeah, 30. I was 97. Yeah, 30. Mm. 30 years old.
That's like your prime, the prime
but,
of your career.
You know, is this, my career is very lucky. So this moment, I started Toriumon, the dojo.
Oh, that's another company.
Yeah, dojo. So, you know, I focus to training boys, you know. Mm-hmm. So I make some guys like Okada. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's one of my students. So.
Okada is too?
Yeah.
I didn't know this.
Kazuchika? He's my student.
Your influence in Japan is very deep when you think about this. Like with all the guys in Dragon Gate. Mm. And is Toriumon still a company too?
No, in Mexico.
In Mexico, still.
Yeah.
But how did Okada become your student?
When he was 15 years old, he came into first the Toriumon Japan. Then after 6 months, he came to Mexico City. Mm. So he stayed 5 years in Mexico.
Mm.
Yeah.
As Okada?
Yeah.
In CMLL?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow. Who else did you train?
Huh?
Who else did you train? What other guys did you train?
A lot. Ohara, and he now Brosing Noah.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe more than 50 boys.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm a very good teacher.
But you're also a very good promoter, too, because I know you have your Dragon Mania shows in Mexico that do big crowds, too.
So.
But didn't you do one in Arena Mexico?
Yeah.
How many people came for this?
Every year, for more than less, maybe More than 10,000.
How do you get so many people to come?
Yeah, I'm a businessman. You know. I'm no wrestler, no wrestling teacher. I'm a businessman.
Yeah, but see, that's the way that you are now. You have nice clothes.
Yeah.
You always like Donna Karen NY.
I don't care. No, no more.
No, that was in the 90s.
This shit.
The 90s. Who do you like now?
Now I like Italian style. Italian mafia style.
But that's always been. You're always a very stylish guy.
Yeah, thank you.
Tanned, you know what I mean? That's it's good.
Like Luis Miguel. Huh?
Separados. That was your theme song. Do you still use it?
Yeah.
Separados?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just as we wind down here. So when you finally, after being off for 5 years, what made you decide to come back after you had these other surgeries? You felt you were strong enough to return to wrestling?
Yeah. You know, this career is like my life. Mm-hmm. I cannot stop. Mm. It doesn't mean if stop, that means I'm killing, you know,
you're dead,
myself. Yeah. So, you know. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it was very hard to come back to wrestling, but, you know, mi pasión y también este mi desire, ¿no? Mm-hmm. So,
passion is
So, you know, now it's okay, you know. Now,
what was the hardest thing when you came back?
Very hard to explain, but... my hand is almost I cannot not you know grab nothing, you know, so
you don't have the same power as before, right? Yeah.
But now I'm more easy, so you know, for wrestling work is better. No hard.
But your character is so popular too. It's such a great look, you know, just to come to the ring as Ultimo Dragon. It's like, people are excited to see, you know. Do you still no more Cancun Tornado?
No. Cancun Tornado finish.
What made you, remember the Cancun, was it kind of it was a moonsault with a twist?
Yeah, twist.
How did you think of this?
I don't remember, but, you know, very, very hard. You move, so...
Mm.
It's dead.
You know, you tried to, you told me that, hey, Chris, you can do a shooting star press. I said, me? You said, yeah, I know you can do one. I was like, you think so?
Yeah. So do you remember Pistol Evolution? We training with Hayabusa and Matt. Do you remember Pistol Evolution?
What were we training for?
Yeah, for the moonsault, the shooting star.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you remember Pista?
Yeah. Pista was...
We buy mat, soft mat.
Yeah. Didn't you just send me a picture of that or something?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, it was you and me and Hayabusa.
Then one small guy. Yeah. I don't remember name.
We were trying... I think that's when you were trying to learn the Cancun Tornado.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah.
Then that's when you were telling me, you can do the shooting star press. So I did it off a diving board in the pool.
Yeah.
And then I tried it in the ring and I broke my arm. Mm. So that's on you. What did you think of working in WWF? How was that for you, WWE?
Because office asked me, you know, why you mask? You know, Mejor, you are Japanese, you know. So maybe without a mask is better gimmick. So I understand because do you remember Rey Mysterio is prime, you know, it's very big.
Yeah, he's the mask guy.
Yeah, mask guy WWE, and right. Me and the second. So I understand. So I ask WWE guys, please, I need, you know, 6 months for I lose mask outside of, you know, I have
Mexico or something.
Yeah, a lot of history. So, okay. You can take time, go, okay. But never, you know, it's like a fight. Mm-hmm. Okay, you can go 6 months, you take time, it's okay. So when I'm ready, okay, maybe next month I lose mask. Say, oh, I'm sorry, we have not, you know, no
creative.
Nothing.
No ideas for you.
Yeah, it's okay.
How did you get into WWE in the first place? Did you have a tryout?
No. With Johnny Ace. Mm. Johnny Ace.
Yeah.
He helped me.
He brought you in. Yeah. Mm. Have you ever thought about that? About doing a mask versus mask match and losing it?
Yeah. But, you know, it's okay.
I just saw that Dr. Wagner just lost his mask.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's hard when that happens. What do you do after?
I don't know.
you know?
Maybe, but the new era, like a new gimmick, you know? So now Dr. Wagner, very, very good, strong.
Oh, yeah?
I think more than before.
Oh, so he has no mask now?
No.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. Good.
Would you ever lose?
I don't know, like Kane, you know?
Yeah.
Kane with mask, without mask, you know? It's two personality different, you know? Mm-hmm. It's good. Sometimes change, it's good.
No? Yeah.
I don't know. Very difficult, you know? If I lose mask, you know, Ultimate Dragon, without mask, maybe, I don't know. I don't think so.
It's a hard decision to make because it's like Kiss taking off the makeup. It's like seems so strange.
Yeah,
right?
after 25 years, mm-hmm. you know, so I don't know.
Because in Mexico, if you lose your mask, you could never put it on again, right?
I don't think so now. Maybe 50 years old. Yeah, 50 years ago, yes. But, you know,
yeah.
It's Mexico, you know. Everything changed.
Yeah. How do you mean it changed?
Because before is the every title shot, you know, the heavyweight, right, heavyweight, middleweight, you know, the weight, mm-hmm. you know, very
very strict.
But now they lose, you know, tradition.
I remember the commission would make you actually stand on a scale. To make sure you made weight for your
maybe
title match.
30 years ago, yeah, still, but now. No more.
Mm-hmm. So you just enjoy being a independent guy now?
Yeah, sure.
You don't want to work for a company, or would you work for a company in Mexico?
I'm 51 years old, so very difficult, you know, to work for the like a CMLL, New Japan, you know, WWE. It's very difficult, you know, because I'm old now. So I really enjoy, you know, I work for independent. Yeah, I take booking, you know, easy job, you know. Easy.
Yeah, I understand for sure. Yeah. Do you what do you think of the Japanese characters in the WWE now? Nakamura, Asuka.
Mm. Great. They're very good. You know, Nakamura is one of my favorite wrestlers. He's very good. Yeah. Good, very good.
Good charisma, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I hope, you know. I wish, you know, one day he get champion, you know.
Well, it takes time to because we spoke about this earlier, to get Vince McMahon's trust, it takes time to build
that.
Because now they have Itami is there now too.
Yeah,
Tozawa is there. They have a real. They have a lot of Japanese guys where they didn't before. You know, before it was just kind of like Funaki throwing salt, you know, Mr. Fuji, that sort of thing, right? How about, what do you think of Jado and Gato being the bookers of New Japan?
Good.
I never expect it, right? It's so funny.
Yeah, good.
You know, here we are in Japan, where I'll be working the Tokyo Dome, and Gato is the booker. And Don Callis is the interviewer.
Yeah,
you know, against guy from Winnipeg. Right?
Very good.
last question: Who's your favorite match that you ever had?
I think me versus against Dean Malenko in the Sturgis. Stockade.
Ah,
yes, I think so.
Yeah, people forget how good of a worker Dean was.
Yeah, Dean.
So smooth.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Very good ideas.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
He's very, 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 very smart.
And in Japan, he's with you.
Ah, Ryogu,
smart enough.
It's sumo for sure. Such a great match. Do you remember?
In Mexico City, with the Negro Casas.
Oh.
Yeah.
You guys had so many great spots.
Yeah,
like, so fast.
Yeah.
Exchange magistral.
Yeah.
Do you remember we worked, the sumo arena show. Mm. But there was another, we worked so many times, but one of my favorites was we were in the main event of a town, I can't remember, but for the junior heavyweight guys to be in the main event above Tenryu was a big deal.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Do you remember?
Sure.
Sometimes they would do this.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe Tenryu wanted to leave early or something, I'm not sure, but... but they could trust us to put on a good show and be good, you know? Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Do you are you going to continue to wrestle for a long time?
I don't know. Maybe If you are retired, I go to retire.
You just had your 30th anniversary.
Yeah.
How did that go?
Good. Yeah.
I did a video for you.
Yeah. Good. Thank you. Yeah, good. Thank you very much.
Well, it's good to talk to you, man. I appreciate
Thank you.
And like I said, a long time friend.
Yes.
It's good. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Chris.
All right. Thanks to my old friend, Yoshihiro Asai, Ultimo Dragon. He's still wrestling in Mexico and Japan, running his school. He'll also be wrestling at the SoCal Pro Super Clash on September 15th in Vista, California, just a little north of San Diego. If you've never seen Ultimo Dragon live, you have to go see him. He's one of the greatest of all time. One of my favorite opponents ever. One of my best rivals ever. Thank you to Yoshihiro Asai. And thank you to everybody who's checking out Chris Jericho's Rock and Wrestling Rager at Sea, because we are loaded up with great rock and roll. You want rock and roll? You got it. Fozzy is going to be playing. Corey Taylor of Slipknot and Stone Sour. Phil Campbell and the Bastard Stuns, straight from Motorhead, right on our ship. King is going to be there. The Stir, the Dave Spivak Project. Spiwi, you've heard him here with his music on Talk is Jericho. The Cherry Bombs, the darling of rock and roll. Shoot to Thrill, the world's greatest female AC/DC cover band. Blizzard of Ozzy, the world's best Aussie cover band. And if you book your cabin now at ChrisJerichoCruise.com, remember, you get to see all those concerts for free. All the live shows, live podcasts, live comedy, meet and greets, pictures, everything, wrestling matches, Sea of Honor tournament, it's all included in the price of your cabin. And also, the huge main event, the Alpha Club, the Bucks of Jericho, or is it Y2 Jackson versus the Bullet Club, Kenny Omega, Cody Rhodes, Marty Scurll. You're only going to see this on the Cruise of Jericho. There will be no streaming services. Only on this ship. If you want to see the match, you got to come aboard. If you want to see Impact versus Ring of Honor, kicking it off, Sami Callihan versus Marty Scurll, that's going to be huge. Live Talk is Jericho with Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. Live Talk is Jericho, remembering Eddie Guerrero with Conan and Rey Mysterio Jr. Live Talk is Jericho with the entire Bullet Club. Cody, Kenny, Marty, Adam Page, Young Bucks, Live Talk is Jericho with Jim Ross and Jerry the King Lawler. Killing the Town versus Keeping It 100 live debate, podcast debate, Mick Foley doing his 20 Years of Hell stand-up show, Chris Jericho, Words of Jericho, and the first round of the Ring of Honor, Sea of Honor tournament announced, Lethal versus Whitmer, Daniels versus Delirious, Skrull versus Titus, Young versus Gordon, the other bracket, Mark Briscoe versus Ferrara, Page versus Kazarian, Cheeseburger versus Beer City Bruiser, Jay Briscoe versus Kenny King. Listen, there is so much live comedy from Brad Williams, Craig Gass, Ron Funches, Impractical Jokers, Noel Foley, SoCal Val, so much happening on this cruise. You do not want to miss it. You want to be part of history. You want to see some of the greatest matches you're going to see, some of the greatest rock and roll shows, and have the best vacation of your life. Go to ChrisJerichoCruise.com right now and join us. Make history. There's only going to be one first time ever, so go make history with us right now, ChrisJerichoCruise.com, and let's make history again this Wednesday as we talk with Dave LaGreca of Busted Open and former WWE World Champion Mark Henry, talking all about WWE in Madison Square Garden, the history of Chris Jericho in Madison Square Garden, of Mark Henry in Madison Square Garden, of the company itself in MSG. It is a don't miss, can't miss, awesome show. So we will see you then. Have a great weekend. But in the meantime and in between time, stay hungry, stay cool, peace, love, and hugs, and a big yeah, boy!
The Westwood One Podcast Network.